Titan spirit. Being spiritual has nothing to do with what you believe and everything to do with your state of consciousness. Eckhart Tolle. Many people, especially in the more economically developed countries, have become obsessed with developing the mind. While developing the mind is also important, everything starts with developing the spirit. The spirit is wiser than the mind. While your mind offers knowledge, your spirit offers wisdom. The spirit is the master of your entire being. The spirit has been described as the king, with the mind as the king's advisor. When faced with a difficult decision, the king may ask his advisor for advice. It may even send him out into the world to gather facts, but ultimately it is the king that must make the final decision. The king is always right because he sees the whole picture from a higher place. The problem is that most people follow their minds instead of their spirits, believing it will solve all of their life's problems. This is not the right approach. While the mind can understand the most complex scientific and mathematical theories, the mind can also get caught up in trivia and nonsense. Your mind contains all your wounds and fears. This is why, if your mind dominates your life, you will be at its mercy, and it will push and pull you in all directions, creating problems and dramas. Your spirit has no wounds and knows nothing of fear. Your spirit is innocent, utterly blissful. If you're not sure about the above statement, why is it that you, my mind-developed friend, are not happy? While you might think there are numerous reasons you are not happy, the main reason is that your mind is not standing in the proper position. Your mind has surpassed the spirit, and, having reversed the order, has risen from the position of an advisor to becoming the king. And this is when you're in trouble, because living inside your head all the time is not conducive to your happiness. So what is the spirit? The spirit is your awareness. Most of the world's problems, including your own, whether it is your health, marriage, family, finances, are due to a lack of awareness. As Lao Tzu said, "The key to growth is the introduction of higher dimensions of consciousness into our awareness." And when you develop awareness about yourself, you can also develop awareness about others. And this, my friend, is called empathy. You are not your thoughts. What a liberation to realize that the voice in my head is not who I am. Who am I then? The one who sees that. Eckhart Tolle. Have you ever thought about killing your boss or hitting someone's car for rudely cutting you off in traffic? These thoughts might flash into your mind, but then you simply label them as thoughts and let them pass like a cloud without judging or rejecting them. They are just your thoughts. The fact that you can watch your mind's thoughts means you are not your thoughts. You are above them. As the pen is not the writer, but an instrument in the hand of the writer, the mind is not the master, but an instrument in the hands of the master. A Titan life is about having mastery over yourself. Become the observer. Watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words. They become your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character. It becomes your destiny. Lao Tzu. Rather than being your thoughts, be the awareness behind them. Become the observer of your thoughts. Thoughts in themselves aren't positive or negative as they enter your mind. They are actually neutral, but they can be empowering or disempowering to your happiness and success, depending on the meaning you, the observer, decide to give them. And who is this you? Your awareness, your spirit. To build your Titan life, you must stand at the doorway of your mind and monitor your thoughts. Entertain only those thoughts conducive to your Titan life, and discard those that are not. Whenever a disempowering thought pops in your mind, say, "Stop. Thank you for sharing," preventing a potential snowball effect. Next, Replace that disempowering thought for its empowering counterpart, even if at the moment it may seem delusional. Repeat the empowering thought over and over again until the disempowering thought goes away. The quality of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts, so choose wisely. Developing Titan optimism. Overcoming negative tendencies and enhancing positive potential are the very essence of the spiritual path. Dalai Lama. Stoics, such as Seneca and Epictetus, believed that the objective of the virtuous person is to reach apatheia, a state of tranquility, the absence of negative feelings such as anxiety, fear, and anger, and the presence of positive feelings such as happiness, love, and gratitude. Your success does not create your optimism. It is your optimism that leads to your success. Titans are optimists. The word optimism actually derives from the Latin word optima, which means the best outcome or belief in the greater good. While most people look for ways that something cannot be done, Titans look for ways it can be done. While most people focus on problems, Titans focus on solutions. While most people kill opportunities, Titans create them. I am not suggesting to pretend that everything is rosy when it is not, but we can choose to look at things in a way that empowers us. This way of looking at things is not true in an absolute sense, but it is more useful and feels a lot better. A Titan optimism is not passive. You don't simply focus on the positives and do nothing about it, hoping that the universe will give you that which you want. A Titan optimism is proactive. You focus on the positive while doing something about it. Overcoming crisis. When crisis comes, the first thing I ask is, "What are you here to teach me?" Oprah Winfrey. One thing is to prevent disempowering thoughts from taking over your mind. This you can control. And another thing is to prevent a crisis from happening. This you cannot control. Life isn't all about fun and games. We lose our jobs, we get divorced, we get physically injured or sick, a parent dies. These are part of life, and you can't control them from happening. But you can always control one thing: your reaction. While it is important that you feel the pain and grieve, journaling is a Titan tool for this. You must not dwell on suffering. Like the Dalai Lama says, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. As painful as it may seem at the moment, always ask yourself, "What is this here to teach me?" Whenever you do this, you will find clarity and then a way to better shoulder the burden. A crisis is only a problem if you make the choice to see it as a problem. The word crisis in Japanese has the characters danger and opportunity. Everyone has crises in life. It is up to us to see a crisis as danger or problem, or as an opportunity for growth. Your growth can only grow to the extent that you do. The size of the crisis is never the issue. What matters is the size of you. If you have a big crisis in your life, all it means is that you are being a small person. The bigger the opportunities you will create. And if you become a master at handling crises, what can stop you from success? Nothing. And if nothing can stop you from success, nothing will stop you from living your Titan life. So always ask yourself, "What is this here to teach me?" Practice negative visualization. We should love all our dear ones, but always with the thought that we have no promise that we may keep them forever. Nay, no promise even that we may keep them for long. Seneca. The thing we love can fall at any moment with a gust of wind. Everything we have and all the people we love disappear at some point. Stoics practiced negative visualization. They imagined the worst thing that could happen, to be prepared if certain privileges and pleasures were taken away from them. To practice negative visualization correctly, we have to reflect on negative events, but without worrying about them. Seneca not only practiced negative visualization every night before falling asleep, but also put them into practice, for example, by living for a week without servants. Here are some ways you can practice negative visualization. What if your important event, exam, meeting, work presentation, marriage, were to go wrong? What's the worst possible scenario? What would you do? What if a loved one would suddenly die? How would you feel? What would you like to tell them now? What if you lost all your possessions now? What would you do? What if you died today or get terminally ill? How would this impact your life, your relationships? Negative visualization works similar to a vaccine, as it improves your defense mechanisms when misfortunes happen. This practice will teach you to appreciate more what you already have without clinging to it, so you will be prepared to let go of the things and people you appreciate no matter what life throws at you. Your anticipation of difficult scenarios takes the sting and fear out of them by reducing the surprise factor and by confronting them through your imagination. Taming fear. I never take counsel of my fears. General George Patton. Have you ever been scared? Have you ever felt butterflies in your stomach before an important event, date, exam, job interview? Well, join the club. This means you are human. Fear is a normal human survival mechanism that helped us when we had to fight saber-toothed tigers in the savannah. But fear does not serve us now. Fear is the primary obstacle you are facing right now that is preventing you from living your Titan life. Why? Because fear keeps you small. Here's a Titan secret. Everyone, including Titans, experiences fear or anxiety from time to time before an important undertaking. The difference between Titans and most people is that even though they both feel the same butterflies, the latter let their fear paralyze them, while the former decides to step forward in spite of feeling the same butterflies. In other words, most people run away from fear, while Titans run towards it. Overcoming fear comes down to the attitude you choose to take, to fight and resist fear, which is not advisable, or to acknowledge and accept fear, and still take a step forward. Fear is a great teacher. It provides a great source of information and data. It is a signpost of where you need to grow. The thing that most terrifies you is what you must do because it will bring you the greatest growth. So get to know your fears, journal about them, understand them, befriend them. Say, "All right, so I'm feeling butterflies. My mouth is dry. Oh, hi, fear." Give a big smile and now say, "Fear. Thanks for sharing, but I need to move forward." Action dissipates fear. I did not say eliminates, because fear will always be there. Get used to it. To be human is to deal with fear. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is recognizing your fears and still do whatever needs to be done. As Mark Twain said, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. What is it you are currently resisting the most? This is what you must do. Are you afraid of heights? Go to the tallest building and look down over the edge. Constant exposure to the object of fear immunizes against the fear. Each time you do what scares you, you take back the power you gave to that very thing you gave your power to, and you will build character. On the other side of your fear lies your Titan life. The Master and the Dogs. One day, a wise master went to visit a remote mountain temple. As he approached the temple, he saw a pair of ferocious dogs chained to the entry gate. Upon seeing the master, the dogs barked and pulled against their chains. The monk accompanying the master said, "I know these dogs look scary, but don't worry. They are chained to the wall and cannot harm you." As the master and monk passed the entrance to the temple, the master looked back to see that the dogs had broken free from their chains and were racing directly towards him. Then the master started to run, directly towards the dogs. The dogs were so surprised to see the master running at them that they turned around and ran away. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than the ones that you did do. So throw off the bowlines. Sail away from the safe harbor. Catch the trade winds in your sails. Explore. Dream. Discover. Mark Twain. Discomfort is the price that titans pay. Christopher Columbus was the first one to sail perpendicular to the coast instead of parallel to the coast like the rest did. If it is not uncomfortable, you are not making progress. To grow as a person, you need to expand your comfort zone. You only grow when you are outside your comfort zone. Whenever you feel uncomfortable, say to yourself, "I must be growing," and continue moving forward. Progress lives in the edges. It is possible to act independently of, or even in opposition, to our thoughts and feelings. For example, most professional actors get nervous before getting on the stage. They feel butterflies, but they still do it. The key is to step forward, in spite of how you feel. Acting confidently, even when you don't feel like it, creates a level of real confidence within that margin of illusion. Moving outside your traditional comfort zone of achievement requires substantial motivation and sacrifice, but it's a necessary discipline. And as you keep expanding your comfort zone through taking action, what used to be scary, unknown, or extraordinary becomes now the new comfort zone. Tighten discipline.
If I want to be great, I have to win the victory over myself. Self-discipline.
Harry S. Truman. Having an impulse is normal. Making the decision is optional. Every time you have the discipline not to follow your human impulse, you are building character. As the Bible says, "He that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh a city." Here are some simple strategies that will indirectly help you build tighten discipline. Wake up early. Make your bed. Work out in the morning. Brush your teeth every morning and every evening. Leave a portion of your favorite dessert or treat. You're telling your brain and life who's boss. Floss your teeth in the evening. Go to bed early. Developing tighten faith.
Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase.
Martin Luther King, Jr. Faith is a product of the spirit, not the mind. In fact, the mind will interfere in the process of faith more than it contributes to it. So, to have faith even when things are going bad will require us to quiet the mind. The word faith in Greek is pistis, which means confidence or trust. Faith is seeing with your eyes closed. It is knowing, even though you don't know, that things will unfold exactly the way you know they will. It is trusting beyond all reason and evidence you will come out victorious. The only times that faith will not work is when you, deep inside, think that you are not good enough to receive that which you said you want. Do not think of it as in religious faith, although they work the same. In fact, Dr. Alexis Carroll, in writing of his personal observations of instantaneous healings at Lourdes, France, said that the only explanation he could make as a medical doctor was that the body's own natural healing process, which normally operate over time to bring about healing, were somehow speeded up under the influence of intense faith. Can you imagine how titan you would become if you developed the same type of intense faith in yourself? As Napoleon Hill said, "Faith and fear make poor bedfellows. Where one is found, the other cannot exist." Becoming more aware. Awareness is like the sun. When it shines on things, they are transformed. Thich Nhat Hanh. We know by now that the more aware we become, the better our lives will be. So the question is, how do we become more aware of the different aspects of our life? In other words, How do we achieve mastery over ourselves so we can choose our thoughts and actions? Here's a secret that all titans throughout history have used. Spend time in silence and solitude. Your life will be transformed. Silence and solitude. Your soul needs time for solitude and self-reflection. In order to love, lead, heal, and create, you must nourish yourself first. Louise Hay. Silence and solitude have been used by titans throughout history to get guidance from within. Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, Plato, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, Montaigne, Goethe, Lincoln, Emerson, Thoreau, Theodore Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and Mother Teresa all practiced silence and solitude. May Sarton said, "Solitude is the richness of self."
Balthazar Gracian stated,
"Reflection is the school of wisdom." And Santiago Ramon y Cajal said, "O comforting solitude, how favorable thou art to original thought." In our crowded, noisy, modern world, silence and solitude seem out of reach to the average man. It seems reserved only for the religious ascetics or the billionaire who can afford it. Yet, to build a titan life, you cannot afford not to spend time in silence and solitude. Titans carve out some solitude time daily to gain awareness about the different aspects of their lives. Your inner voice, your true self, your breakthrough ideas all live in the room of silence and solitude. You have only to wake up 20 to 30 minutes before the rest of your family does. Yes, any time of the day will be well spent in silence and solitude, but there is something magical about doing it upon rising in the morning. Note, no electronic devices, please. So, what do you do during this time of solitude and silence? While sitting still and spending time in solitude and silence is a discipline in itself, here are some titan strategies you might want to include during your time of silence and solitude. Journaling. Gratitude. Journaling. The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates. Journaling is another great tool that many titans have used throughout history. Albert Einstein, Marie Curie, Mark Twain, Charles Darwin, Thomas Alva Edison, Frida Kahlo, and Leonardo da Vinci all kept journals. Maya Angelou said, "I've always written on journals. There's a journal which I kept from about 9 years old." Martina Navratilova stated, "Keeping a journal of what's going on in your life is a good way to help you distill what's important and what's not." And Jim Rome said, "If you're serious about becoming a wealthy, powerful, sophisticated, healthy, influential, cultured, and unique individual, keep a journal. Keeping a journal is so important, I call it one of the three treasures to leave behind for the next generation." Journaling to develop a titan spirit is not about writing perfectly, sounding smart, or even being grammatically correct. Journaling is about having a conversation with yourself. So you get to know yourself, your talents, what you stand for, what you want your life to become, what's most important to you, so every area of your life becomes clear and you become aware of what needs to be improved. When you journal, you start noticing patterns. And once you are aware of certain patterns, it is very difficult to complain about a situation morning after morning, week after week, without being moved to constructive action. When it comes to journaling, handwriting wins over typing. While typing on the keyboard encourages verbatim notes without giving much thought to the information, handwriting forces your brain to mentally engage with the information, improving reading comprehension and allowing short and long-term memory recall. Here are some of the benefits of keeping a journal. Helps bridge and integrate your conscious and subconscious minds. While any time you carve out time for journaling is time well spent, the best time to access and reprogram your subconscious mind is journaling upon rising. This is the time when your most genuine thoughts and your darkest secrets you've been hiding from yourself come out. Multiplies your clarity. Journaling is a way of thinking. It clarifies thought and helps break the whole into its parts. This way, you can plan out your options and consider multiple outcomes of a situation. As Napoleon Hill said, if you don't know why you failed, you are no wiser than when you began. Releases your repressed and suppressed emotions, including stress and anxiety. Journaling forces you to search your feelings. Journaling is, without doubt, your best shrink. It helps us detect sneaky, unhealthy patterns in our thoughts and behaviors, allowing us to take more control over our lives and put things in perspective. So next time something hurts or makes you anxious, put it down on paper. Did you have a bad day at work? Put it down on paper before you put it on your family. Titan note, if you want no one to read what you wrote, you can throw away the pages. Propels you toward your goals. By writing down your goals and keeping track of your progress, it will help you bring your Titan vision to life. Deepens understanding. If you don't learn from your mistakes, you are doomed to repeat them. Reflect on them, figure out what went wrong, and see how we can prevent this from happening again. Brings perspective. Often we are caught up in the troubles or busyness of our daily lives. However, if we take a minute to step back and reflect on these problems, we realize how in the grand scheme of things, they don't mean that much. Records your Titan life. Trips, events, conversations, meals. Take pictures of your life and paste them on your journal and write about those moments. Journaling leaves a written record of your experiences, which can be helpful today and extremely precious in the future. Improves your creativity. While your left side of the brain is occupied, your right side, the creative side, is given the freedom to wander and play. Allowing your creativity to flourish can make a Titan difference in your daily well-being. Boosts your happiness. It helps us shift from a negative mindset to a more positive one. Thus, it improves your relationships with others, makes you healthier, strengthens your immune system, drops your blood pressure, and helps you sleep better, helps you discover your voice. Gratitude. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. Marcus Aurelius. Gratitude is the antidote to fear. Gratitude is the antidote to unhappiness. You can't be fearful and grateful at the same time. You can't be unhappy and grateful at the same time. You are fearless and happy because you are grateful, not the other way around. Gratitude is powerful because it shifts your focus. Life is all about focus. Whatever you focus on, you move towards. When you focus on all the things wrong with your life, guess what you attract more of, without mentioning the energy and time you wasted. When you focus on all the blessings in your life, you move from living in a state of lack to living in a state of abundance. And the more you live in a state of abundance, the more abundance you will manifest. Put in a different way, gratitude always preludes the attainment of Titan things in life. As Oprah Winfrey said, I live in the space of thankfulness, and I have been rewarded a million times over for it. I started out giving thanks for small things, and the more thankful I became, the more my bounty increased. That's because what you focus on expands. And when you focus on the goodness in your life, you create more of it. Opportunities, relationships, even money flowed my way when I learned to be grateful no matter what happened in my life. Cultivating gratitude has been shown to be an extremely effective tool for improving the quality of our life and reaching our goals. Here are some benefits of being grateful. Reduces stress, depression, and anxiety. Improves self-awareness.
Enhances resilience.
Lowers fatigue and depression. Improves sleep. Improves social interactions. So remember to be grateful daily not just on Thanksgiving. You can't think of anything to be grateful for? How about the opportunity to be alive, to breathe?